Recent years have been marked by some high-profile natural disasters. Following such tragedies, we hear much about the big issues faced by those dealing with the aftermath. Food, medicine, radiation, flood damage. But there is one issue that is guaranteed to cause trouble for would-be rescuers and citizens alike during these times of need, and it's at the foundation of all efforts to resolve a crisis. That is the issue of communication. In many cases, the communication infrastructure is so damaged or overwhelmed that the people who need the information necessary to resolve a crisis can't get it. In some ways, this sort of problem is easy to imagine because we know that natural disasters breed disruption. In other cases, though, the infrastructure never existed or isn't widely available. In the developing world, lack of communication infrastructure prevents healthcare workers from providing efficient healthcare to rural areas. Health workers must travel great distances to reach isolated patients, and these workers are often as unable to communicate with the clinics at such distances as the patients themselves. Josh Nesbitt is the executive director of Medic Mobile, a mobile technology company that looks for ways to connect and coordinate health systems with mobile networks. In other words, they use open source and readily available technology to, as they say on their website, medicmobile.org, create connected, coordinated health systems that save more lives. Second-year medical student Asita Jaywardena spoke with Josh recently about what Medic Mobile does.
I'm Asita Jaywardena. I'm an M2 here at Harvard College of Medicine and one of the co-presidents of the American Medical Student Association, who is proud to present Josh Nesbitt, the executive director of Medic Mobile. Josh, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and what Medic Mobile does?
Sure thing. So Medic Mobile is a mobile technology company that basically looks to see how we can use mobile phones to create connected and coordinated health systems that can save more lives. And we look at big challenges in healthcare. You know, health workers and patients walking 60 miles to get tuberculosis medication, or responders trying to figure out who needs pulled out of what rubble after the earthquake in Haiti, or where landmines are in rural Colombia, and ways that we can sort of creatively use mobile networks to coordinate care around those challenges.
Okay, cool. So how did you get started with Medic Mobile? Like, where did this idea come from? And where are you even from anyways?
Sure. So I was a gung-ho pre-med student at Stanford University. And after my sophomore year, figured I should sort of walk the walk as a global health and bioethics major, and landed at a clinic in Malawi where two doctors were serving 250,000 people, and people were walking 60, 80 miles to access care. And they were trying to decentralize services using community health workers, but they too were walking 60, 70 miles. And the one thing that they had was a mobile phone and a mobile signal. And so we basically looked at how we could start to bridge the gap there and found some technology that could fit the mold.
Cool. I was wondering a little bit of how, like, your background. Like, are you a cell phone guru? Are you, in terms of, like, techiness, tell me a little bit about your...
So I am admittedly a softie with techie friends. Okay. I've picked up a lot of acronyms over the years. But, no, so 2 years ago, I was an undergrad at Stanford, and very much studying public health and international health. And you know, mobile technology is something we'd always used. I'm 24, quote-unquote digital native, but did not study CS, did not study mobile programming, but other people did. And so I linked up with those software developers and linked up with those techies to sort of bring some of these ideas to life.
Right on. That's awesome. So one of the most recent projects, or not most recent, I guess you have things going on all over the world, but... most interesting personally for me being interested in disaster response was Project 4636. I was hoping you could maybe tell us a little bit about that, your involvement with it, and where that has gone since.
Sure. So after the earthquake in Haiti, there was no 911 emergency response system or anything like it, to be honest. And if we were going to interact with people's urgent needs on the ground in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, the channel to do so was mobile and was SMS because it was the one thing that was getting through. And so linked up with the State Department and technology firms in Kenya and the U.S., and we all piled onto a Skype chat and essentially created a system that was sort of a makeshift 911 system. And the message we put out to the public was you could text your need and your location to 4636 to our short code. And we got 80,000 messages to that short code in the first 3 or 4 weeks after the earthquake. It was everything from search and rescue requests to people needing emergency medical care, to food and water needs, to shelter issues and collapsed structures. So it was a really sort of a broad net that we cast, and we had to employ a pretty extensive network of people to make use of that information. We ended up recruiting about 2,500 Haitian Creole-speaking volunteers from all over the world who were translating, categorizing, and mapping every single one of those messages. And it was the only way we could make sense of all of it.
Wow, that's incredible. So I mean, since you've been doing that, can you describe a little bit about like where you've been recently spreading the message of Medic Mobile and how you kind of go about doing that?
Sure. So we've grown really quickly in the last 2 years. We now work in 10 countries with a focus on East and West Africa, but also India, Bangladesh, Honduras, Haiti, soon Colombia. And, you know, what I'm doing is trying to build an organization. So I flew to Hong Kong for 24 hours, 30 hours each way for a talk and for meetings with different networks. And a lot of what I try to do is figure out sort of creative partnerships. So how we can leverage U.S. government talent and resources with, big contractors and NGOs like Save the Children that have these really massive networks of clinics and health systems with, you know, brilliant medical students who have new ideas about new interventions and new tools, and coders and software developers, and sort of how you mash up all of these different perspectives to create new global health tools.
Cool. So, I mean, would you say that you had a productive experience here at the University of Iowa? Was it what you expected? Was it, I don't know, tell me about.
Absolutely. I was actually worried that I was going to get stuck in Chicago. So I was happy to make it here around 3 a.m. But yeah, it's been terrific. I think, the question that I got right off the bat were incredibly astute and to the point. People were really engaged with the ideas. I was talking to peers. I mean, I thought I was going to be in your shoes right about now. I thought I was going to be in medical school. And it's amazing to sort of interact with people who are on that path and are so committed to that, because we need a lot of brilliant doctors. And I just met a bunch of brilliant doctors to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Josh, you mind telling for all our listeners out there how we can kind of learn more about you, what you're doing, more about Medic Mobile? Do you have a website, Twitter? You know, how should we get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So you can find us online at medicmobile.org, and we also have a mobile phone recycling campaign called Hope Phones. You can learn more about that at hopephones.org. You can also email me. I'm Josh@medicmobile.org and at Josh Nesbitt on Twitter.
Could you explain a little bit about Hope Phones and what your goals are with that?
Sure. So I was hit with a statistic that in the United States, we are tossing out 500,000 cell phones every single day. And essentially, each of those phones is worth something, and a pretty significant amount, about $20 each. And so what we've set up is a recycling campaign that's a green process in the U.S., that we recycle phones here. We pay for the shipping, pay for the campaign materials, and for every phone we receive, we earn funding. And we then use that funding to buy phones for our health workers in these countries where we're working. So it's a green process in the U.S. that provides funding for our mobile health initiatives abroad.
Right on. I can't thank you enough for coming here and spending your time with us and sharing your message of Medic Mobile and kind of the future of global health here in the United States and in the rest of the world. So thank you for so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Short Code. The Short Code is produced by the Writing and Humanities Program at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine, with support from Medical Student Government. You can visit us online at theshortcode.com, you can find us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, where we're known as The Short Code. We also take comments and story ideas and the occasional rant from you, our listeners, via email at theshortcoats@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 347-SHORT-CT. That's 347-746-7828. That's also where you can submit a question for our advice segment, The Short Couch. The executive producers are Jason T. Lewis and David T. Etler. Our theme music is by Revolution Void from the album Increase the Dosage. Find them at www.revolutionvoid.com.